Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I've got two transactions on my bank account that I have no clue who you people are.
All right. What's your name, ma'am?
Janie Clifton.
And your zip code?
49646.
Thank you. All right, can you confirm the mailing address we have listed?
What's that?
The mailing address?
It's 2231 Robinson Drive Northeast, Lot 2, Kalkaska, Michigan, 49646.
Thank you. Okay, so you were charged $7.95 shipping and handling, or like for a contest entry for a tablet. Along with that deal, it did enroll you into a online store membership that they charge monthly on the 26th, because that's when you got your first charge for it, $56.95. They give a credit each month of $125 that you can use at that store only each month, but that's what the charge was for that you received on the 26th.
Okay, I haven't actually received any merchandise from the people.
Okay. For the actual iPad, it was a contest entry, so you have to check your email for the information on that. We don't get to see who wins or who doesn't due to the fact we can sign up for it also.
Okay, and I didn't know I was signing up for something, so you need to cancel that and reimburse my money.
Okay, it wasn't the terms and conditions that you did agree to. I can do a 35% refund, but the charge is valid.
No, the charge is not valid, and I will be going to my credit union. They will reimburse my money, and then they will come after you.
So what they do is they reimburse it, and then they investigate, which is what they do, is call in and ask if this was a purchase you made. They get your name, email, the mailing address, and the card number listed, the last four of the card number listed, and that shows them whether it's valid or not. That's how they determine whether that charge is valid. And then a supervisor will send over an invoice that shows that you agree to the terms. And once they do that, they take the money back out of your account. As a courtesy, I can do 50% for you, but with it being a valid charge and you agreed to the terms, then that's not something that we can just completely erase.
Okay, well, that's false advertisement for one, what you did, because supposedly I won the tablet and there was no thing for me to approve.
Yeah, so it doesn't give you a way to opt out of the membership. You just have to call in and cancel it or say you don't want it, and that's how we cancel it so you don't get charged. And all of that is in the terms.
You can cancel it and you can give me back the $56.95.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said you can cancel it and you can give me back my $56.95.
Okay, if you would like to accept the 50%, ma'am, I can do that. That is totally up to you. But that's what I would be able to do is 50%.
50%.
Yeah, well, I had no clue you guys were going to start racking my bank account, which you won't have access to it from this day forward because I shut the card off myself.
Okay.
And I didn't agree to any terms.
You had to agree to the terms.
It was supposed to be that I won the iPad and it was supposed to be sent to me, and that was the shipping and handling.
Okay, you had to agree to the terms for that.
My bank will handle this on Monday.